opportunity to hear the very necessary words of exhortation.
Way of exhortation this morning, I have plucked a theme from Hebrews chapter 10, verses 5 to 7. Most the opposite to the way in which the majority think of the Old Testament, times there and built on into the New Testament. First thing we note, of course, is that these verses in verses 5 are in fact a quote from the Old Testament, specifically Psalm 40. Do not delight in sacrifice and offering. You open my ears to listen. You do not ask for a whole burnt offering or a sin offering. Then I said, see, I have come. In the scroll it is written about me. I delight to do your will, my God, and your instruction. It's a direct quote. There is no interpretation. Quite odd in the piece about not wanting. Beginning of the psalm. So verse 1 of Psalm 40. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he turned to me and heard my cry for help. He brought me up from a desolate pit out of the muddy clay and set my feet on a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear, and they will trust in the Lord. How happy is anyone who has put his trust in the Lord and has not turned to the proud or to those who run after lies. Lord my God, you have done many things. Your wondrous works and your plans for us, none can compare with you. If I were to report and speak of them, they are more than can be told. You do not delight in sacrifice and offering. You open my ears to listen. You do not ask for a whole offering, burnt offering, or a sin offering. I haven't read that through. I still think it's very much a tangent, not delight in sacrifice and offering. But it is not a theme that starts in the Psalms, and possibly the most well-known example is actually used against David's predecessor back in 1 Samuel and chapter 15. Find Saul warring against Agag and the Amalekites, a people that God had told Saul marching Israelites as they headed towards Canaan. 2. This is what the Lord of armies says. I witnessed what the Amalekites did to the Israelites when they opposed them along the way as they were coming out of Egypt. Now, go and attack the Amalekites and completely destroy everything they have. Do not spare them. Kill men and women, infants and nursing babies, oxen and sheep, camels. 95% of this command. Verse 9. And the best of the sheep, goats, cattle and animals, as well as the young rams and the best of everything else. They were not willing to destroy them, but they did destroy all the worthless and unwanted things. Here is that they were not willing to destroy them, probably falling foul of the same covetousness which took over Achan when they attacked Jericho. Reprimand him and tell him that his kingship would pass. Follows in verse 16. Stop, exclaimed Samuel. Let me tell you what the Lord said to you. Although you once considered yourself unimportant, haven't you become? The Lord anointed you king over Israel and then sent you on a mission and said, go and completely destroy the sinful Amalekites. Fight against them until you have annihilated them. So why didn't you obey the Lord? Why did you rush on the plunder and do what was evil in the Lord's sight? The reasoning was that it was the people that kept the animals alive and to use as sacrificial animals, an excuse that we suspect was made up after the actions were questioned. Does the Lord take pleasure in burnt offerings and sacrifices as much as in obeying the Lord? Look, to obey is better than sacrifice. To pay attention is better than the fat of rams. For rebellion is like the sin of divination, and defiance is like wickedness and idolatry. Because Pharisees would, Saul had completely missed the point of elevating the wrong principles to the fore. We see Jesus railing against the Pharisees on this topic in Matthew and chapter 12. We read what David did when he and those who were with him were hungry, how he the house of God, and they ate the bread of the presence, which is not lawful for him or for those with him to. Or haven't you read in the law that on the Sabbath day the priests in the temple violate the Sabbath and are innocent? I greater than the temple is here. If you had known what this means, I desire mercy and not sacrifice, you would not have condemned the innocent for the Son of Man. Proverbs to the repeated messages from the prophets. Obviously, in Proverbs and Ecclesiastes, Proverbs chapter 21 and verse 3. Doing just is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice. 5 and verse 1. Guard your steps when you go to the house of God. Better to approach in obedience than to offer the sacrifice as fools do, for they ignorantly do wrong. Do not be impulsive to make a speech before God. God is in heaven and you are on earth, so let your words be few. Definitely a variation on the theme, but does highlight that it is important to know why you are doing things. Prophets, Isaiah and Jeremiah, God tells Israel that he is fed up of their pretend worship. It would seem at best, chapter 1 and verse 11. What are all your sacrifices to me? Asked the Lord. I have had enough of burnt offerings and rams and the fat of the well-fed cattle. I have no desire for the blood of bulls, lambs or male goats. When you come to appear before me, who requires this from you, this trampling of my courts? Stop bringing useless. Your incense is detestable to me. New moons and Sabbaths and the calling of solemn assemblies. I cannot stand iniquity with a festival. I am tired of putting up with them. When you spread out your hands in prayer, I will refuse to look at you. Even if you offer countless prayers, I will not listen. Your hands are covered with blood. Rights of the fatherless, plead the widow's cause. Admire it even highlights the obedience element, contrasting with the indication that they were attempting to serve other gods. This is what the Lord of armies, the God of Israel, says. Add your burnt offerings to your other sacrifices and eat the meat yourselves. For when I brought your ancestors out of the land of Egypt, I did not speak with them or command them concerning burnt offering and sacrifice. Obey me, and then I will be your God, and you will be my people. Follow every way I command you, so that it may go well with you. Yet they did not listen or pay attention to their own advice and their own stubborn, evil heart. They went fine. A prophecy of Micah, we see a clear articulation of this contrast and the requirements of living a life. What should I bring before the Lord when I come to bow before God on high? Should I come before him with burnt offerings, with year-old calves? Would the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams or with 10,000 streams of oil? Should I give my firstborn for my transgression, the offspring of my body for my own sin? Mankind, each of you, what is good and what it is that the Lord requires of you, to act justly, love faithfulness, and to walk humbly with your God. Waiting and saw that Jesus answered them well, he asked him, most important of all. Jesus answered, most important is, listen, Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is, love your neighbour as yourself. There is no other command greater than these. Right, teacher, you have correctly said that he is one and there is no one else except him. And to love him with all your heart, with all your understanding, with all your strength, and to love your neighbour as yourself is far more important than all the burnt offerings and sacrifices. Wisely, he said unto him, you are not far from the kingdom of God. And no one dared to question. It was Jesus himself who embodied this obedience more than anyone. I will, but thine be done, was his final mantra. The writer of the Hebrews gives for Psalm 40, which by indication is a proof. You did not desire or delight in sacrifices and offerings, whole burnt offerings and sin offerings, which are offered according to the law. He then says, see, I have come to do your will. He takes away the first to establish the second. By this will, we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ, once for all time. Sacrifice, the one that we come to remember now in the bread and wine on the table before us. Therefore, brothers and sisters, since we have boldness to enter the sanctuary through the blood of Jesus, he has inaugurated for us a new and living way through the curtain, that is, through his flesh. Since we have a great high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed in pure water.
For us to obey and to sacrifice, that God was tired of Israel's hour was come. Jesus sat down and the 12 apostles with him. I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say unto you, I will not any more eat thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God. He took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say unto you, I will not eat my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance.
Father in heaven, we come unto your throne of grace, blessing that you've allowed us the opportunity of coming before you and remembering while we were yet sinners, Christ laid down.
And we take, O Lord, in these emblems seed, cut out for us as we remember thee. Days are quickly flying and Christ will come again, with all his saints attending, triumphant in his train.
Days are quickly flying and Christ will come again, with all his saints attending, triumphant in his train. When every eye shall see,
Christ our righteousness. Loving Heavenly Father, we thank thee, loving Father, for this extra time thou hast granted us, where we can come aside from all those cares and worries of the world and once more remember in this appointed way thy Son's life and death. So we guard, guide and protect us in the coming week, and we thank thee, loving Father, for the words which we have sung, and we thank thee for the words which we have heard. Be with us at all times, loving Father. Forgive us when we do stumble and fall short. Guide, guard and direct our steps this day, and lead us, loving Father, to thy kingdom. Forgive us, loving Father, when we stumble and fall short, and we pray that thou guide us at all times through Jesus Christ, our Saviour. Amen.
Good evening. When do you want to
Thank you.
You enjoy it?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah